Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to Media News at 12 with me, Samuel Kojo Brice. This news is live on Joy 99.7 FM in Accra, Love 99.5 in Kumasi, and affiliates across the country. Also on myjoyonline.com. Coming up this hour, government set to revoke LI 2462 to prohibit mining in forest reserves as acting minister for environment right to the office of the attorney general for immediate action. We'll bring you details on that particular one. Also coming up, our Greek minister Eric Opoku calls for cancellation of existing Porlugu Dam contract for the award of a new contract to address perennial flooding resulting from the Bagri Dam spillage.
We have asked the Attorney General to initiate the processes for the termination of the contract, re-award the contract.
Also, nationwide geospatial observation exercise launched to modernize Ghana's land administration system. Goal PLC clinches football, trophy at 2025 Joy Sports Invitational Tournament, where Sam, CEO of the luckiest Eritrean, winning the CEO's penalty shootout. We have these plus, latest from the communal clashes in Beniyiri here on the Media News. So let's now settle for details of the stories. Now, this afternoon, government moves to revoke LI 2462 to prohibit mining in forest reserves as Acting Minister for Environment, Science and in Technology, Emmanuel Amakufu-Buwa, writes to the Office of the Attorney General to take immediate action. Now, he's writing to the office to take an action on both LI 2462 and its amended version, LI 2501, revoked. Now, this was contained in a statement released by the Ministry of Environment, Science and Innovation. And my colleague James Ave joins me with details. James, what are the details?
Well, Brace, according to the release, this decisive legal action is designed to unify this and strengthen the regulatory framework, creating a cohesive front for all stakeholders in the national fight against illegal mining known as Galamse. The move aims to end the severe environmental devastation that has polluted Ghana's water bodies and degraded its forest reserves. The statement further says in the letter, the minister expressed confidence that the existing regulatory regime under the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, provides robust and sufficient guidelines to oversee all mining activities. This consolidated framework, according to him, will ensure strict compliance with environmental and social standards, guaranteeing responsible mining practices across the sector, for which reason he thinks that the LI 2462 must go now.
We'll keep an eye on how this one progresses. Now, the Forestry Commission is addressing challenges with shortage of frontline technical staff to step up measures in fighting illegal mining and forest degradation. In recent years, there has been a shortage of persons with technical expertise in natural resource management, impeding the effectiveness of the Commission's work. Acting CEO of the Commission, Dr. Hugh Brown, has indicated these technical experts will be in position to coordinate efforts to deal with the forest destruction. Nanea Ojuma was at a second matriculation ceremony of the Forestry Commission Training Center and has come through this report.
Between 2001 and 2023, Ghana lost approximately 3.4% of its forest cover annually. Some of the country's forest reserves are under siege by illegal miners and loggers, despite the heightened war waged against the menace. the Forestry Commission has embarked on some operations to raid the forest reserves of the illegality that has contributed to the depleted reserves. But its staff strength remains an impediment. Acting CEO of the Commission, Dr. Hughes Brown, indicated the need to equip the youth with the needed expertise to help protect the forest reserves.
We have rapid response teams. We have forest guards. The forest guards are led by the technical staff. So they will coordinate efforts to protect our forest. They will coordinate efforts to manage our forest, whether it is timber harvesting, logging, inventory. They lead the whole process and with the support of the forest guards. And in the same vein, for the FLECT, the Forest Law Enforcement, Governance and Trade License that we are issuing, these are going to be the officers who will be supporting the Timber Industry Development Division to be doing the grading and inspection of timber. They'll also be doing the stock survey to ensure that the trees that are being given out are coming from or being selected in a sustainable way. So if you look at all our operations, even including the wildlife side, these are critical frontline technical staff that we need so badly.
The certificate program in natural resources management has taken in its second batch of students. A total 81 students of the 330 applicants gained admission with 46%.
Now, away from that, the Minister for Food and Agriculture, Dr. Eric Opokun, has called for an immediate termination of the Palugu Dam contract. A $993 million contract was awarded in 2020 for the construction of a multi-purpose dam to address the perennial flooding situation up north that results from the spillage of the Bagre Dam in Burkina Faso. The project has since stalled after government paid over $11 million to the contractor for mobilization. Already, this year's spillage has started destroying large farms of crops, with many expected to be destroyed in the coming days. This is what the Agri Minister intends to do to resolve the challenge.
The Palugu Dam was awarded on contract, and then now is shrouded in a lot of controversies. What we are doing is that we have asked the Attorney General to initiate the processes for the termination of the contract, re-award the contract, and the President is committed to ensuring that the Palugu Dam is constructed. Now, when that is done, it will block the spillage effect of the spillage on our people. In the meantime, we have cautioned our people of the spillage, and we are educating them on how to manage the effects as we prepare to go into that construction.
Away from that, the National Disaster Management Organization in the Savannah region says it is overwhelmed by the number of displaced people in the ongoing communal clashes in the Sola, Tuna, Kalba and Bole districts, which have claimed more than 17 lives. According to NADMO, the number of displaced persons keeps increasing by the hour, and they will need maximum support from government and corporate organizations to be able to keep supporting the displaced from the conflict. Here's Acting Regional NADMO Director for Savannah region, Zakaria Mahama.
For instance, there is a community called Jinafor. They are keeping my records. I just spoke with the assemblyman, and he told me they have about 600 people at that particular place. And he told me there was another place where they have another 400 people who are also in that place. And then there's another place they have about 360 or so. That is the data the assemblyman is giving me. So it would have to send some of this relief to some of these areas. It might make it difficult for us to say that what we have can even take care of the people for more than 1 week. That is the challenge we have.
He's calling on corporate Ghana to come and support the displaced.
I think since yesterday, we started communicating with some other partners to support NADMO. I think they need to come to our aid. Look, when you go across to the AgriCoast site, sincerely, yesterday, per my briefing by my district director for Bole, in fact, he told me they have over 12,000 people who have crossed to the AgriCoast site, and some of them, they are hungry, and there's a likelihood that when they realize that some of their colleagues are here and they are comfortable here, there's a likelihood that they would also agree to come back and to come to to the camp. There is a possibility that the numbers will continue to grow since they are getting to know that they are being taken care of at this place very well.
Zakaria Mahama is the acting Savannah Regional NADMO director. Now, the Constitutional Review Committee has reviewed that the final report of its nine-month-long work would be out in 4 weeks. The eight-member committee was commissioned in January 2025 to conduct a nationwide stakeholder engagement to recommend some changes to the 1992 Constitution. One key conversation which has come up strongly, forcing a direct response from the President John Mahama in the last few days, is about whether the current presidential term should be changed from 2 to 3. Speaking on Prime Insight on Joy Prime a while ago, Secretary to the Constitutional Review Committee, Dr. Reina Akuperega, says some prominent citizens, including some past president, made strong argument for the change.
We had experts, we had academia, we have people that have worked and cut their teeth in these areas, CSOs, people that have invested a lot of energy. We have had discussions with people that are, by virtue of their close proximity to the Constitution, you know, former ministers. We have had discussions with every living president, President Akufo, President Akufo-Addo. The sitting president himself was our stakeholder as President John Mahama. And all of them proffered certain opinions on this subject matter. The concern had to do with the first and the last year. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the thinking was that the view that the majority expressed was that the first year, the president, having been elected and sworn into office, is putting his cabinet and putting his government together, right? So that was part of it. And that the last year, you know, in our practice is usually used in organizing election, or the governance of the country is distracted by the political activity and then the heat of politics in the last year.
For the sake of time, you mean to tell us that all three ex-presidents are clear that, and there's some sort of consensus even beyond that, that the presidential term limit may not be enough. There's a need to do something about it. Not just...
Yes, it certainly came up. It certainly came up, not all the ex-presidents, not all the president, but it certainly came up. I don't want to mention names, but of course, the report will include all of that. But it certainly came up among the presidents, among eminent persons, among even consultants who worked in the 1992 Constitution.
But President John Mahama has already declared that he will not run for a third term. However, speaking on the same show, member of Movement for Change, Solomon Owusu, says Ghanaians would not have allowed him to run.
The Constitution was so clear. Some of us would have chased him out. I mean...
Oh, really?
Oh, yes, they would have chased him out. He has no business contemplating even contesting for the third term. Mm. Two terms are enough for anybody that wants to do serious business with this country. Granted. You are the best president. So when you die, the country will come to a standstill? No way.
Meanwhile, Secretary to the Commission says the final constitutional review report will be ready in 4 weeks.
In the whole of September, I think that we should have a draft report. For the public. Because we have just finished, like I told you, I've been working the entire night. Yeah. I just haven't had any sleep. I'm just waking up now to have this engagement. Right. So within the next 4 or 5 weeks, we should have a draft to work with.
And that's all in the news today. But before we go, a recap of what we brought you in the news. Now, the Agric Minister, Eric Opoku, is calling for the cancellation of existing Porlugu Dam contract for the award of a new one to address perennial flooding resulting from Bagri Dam spillage. And also, government said to revoke LI 2462 to prohibit mining in forest reserves, as Acting Minister for Environment writes to the Office of Attorney General for the immediate revocation of LI 2462 and its amended version. Coming up next is the big man himself with Sports Link coming up here. Yo, bro.
Good to see. At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.